请我们翻到《使徒行传》。
So we turn to the book of Acts.
第二十章。
Chapter 20. So it commences from verse 1.
乱定之后，保罗请门徒来劝勉他们，就辞别起行往马其顿去。
After the uproar had ceased, Paul called the disciples to him, embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia.
走遍了那一带地方，用许多话劝勉门徒，后来来到希腊。
Now when he had gone over that region,And encouraged them with many words, he came to Greece.
在那里住了三个月，将要坐船往叙利亚去。犹太人设计要害他，他就定义从马其顿回去。
And stayed 3 months, and when the Jews plotted against him as he was about to sail to Syria, he decided to return to Macedonia.
从他到亚细亚去的有比利亚人比洛斯的儿子索巴德。索巴特、帖撒罗尼迦人、亚利大古和西贡都，还有特比人、该犹并提摩太，又有亚西亚人推基古和特洛菲摩。
And Sopater of Berea accompanied him to Asia, also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy and Tychius and Trophimus of Asia.
这些人先走在特洛亚等候我们，过了除酵的日子，我们从腓立比开船五天到了特洛亚，和他们相会，在那里住了七天。
This man going ahead waited for us in Troas, but we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days joined them in Troas, where we stayed 7 days.
然后我们来看腓立门。
So we read also Philemon.
腓立门书
Philemon
我们看第二十三节
Verse 23
为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗问你安与我同工的马可亚利大古迪马路加也都问你们安
Epaphras my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus greets you as do MarkAristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers.
然后我们来看提摩太后书。
Now also turn to 2 Timothy.
第四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
你要赶紧到我这里来。
And diligent to come to me quickly.
因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
For Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world.
哥里士往加拉太去，提多往达马太去。
And has departed for Thessalonica, Christians for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia.
独有路加在我这里。
Only Luke is with me.
你来的时候。要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry.
我已经打发推基古往以弗所去。
And Tychius I have sent to Ephesus.
我在特洛亚留于加布的那件外衣，你来的时候可以带来。
Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我初次申诉，没有人来帮助，竟都离弃我。但愿这罪不归于你们，不归他们。
And my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them.
十九节。
Verse 19.
问百居拉、雅居拉和亚尼瑟福一家人的安。
Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus.
以拉都在。哥林多住下，特洛菲摩病了，我就留他在米利都。
Eurotas stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Miletus sick.
你要赶紧在冬天以前到我这里来。有布罗、布田、利奴、哥劳迪亚和众弟兄都问你们安。
Do your utmost to come before winter. Eubulus with you, as well as Prudence, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren.
愿主与你的灵同在，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
我们刚才念了一大堆的名字。
We have just read a list of names.
那这些名字，如果我们稍微懂得一点保罗的一生。
According to those names, if we understand the life of Paul,
我们知道这些人很多都是保罗的同工。
We know that a lot of these people are co-workers of Paul.
我们姑且称他们做保罗的同伴。
Let's call them Paul's co-companions.
我们知道保罗是神所大用的仆人。
We know that Paul is a great servant used by God.
他无论到哪里，他就结果子到哪里。
No matter where he went, he bore fruits.
我们注意到他结了许多果子。
We know
那些果子常常是长存的。
We know that he brought a lot of fruits and they all last a long time.
一个人做工到底有没有果效？
When a person, whether his work bear fruits,
不是从外面看得出很显著的他做了些什么。
When we examine the person where he bear fruit, it's not really obvious from the outside.
你只要看他被他带领过的人。
But if you are someone who was led by him,
最后的结果是怎么样的?
And the end we saw,
那我们看到, 保罗特别, 当他, 经过了大不多, 差不多 33年的一生, 属灵的一生,
And when we study the 33-year spiritual life of Paul,
我们发现最后他不是一个人,
we know that at the end he's not by himself.
他身边有许多的同伴。
He has a lot of co-companions.
这些同伴不只能与他同情, 而且能和他同样的一个心智, 一同为着福音, 一同来努力。
Not only those co-companions work hard with him, they all have a same heart as him.
那我们特别注意到, 当他在第三次环游布道,
When he was on his third mission trip,
特别在以弗所, 有一次, 骚乱以后, 他就离开了以弗所, 就到了马其顿, 到了希腊。
Especially after the riots in Ephesus, they went to Macedonia.
大概这是他蒙恩得救, 快22年的样子。
And this is after he was saved for about 22 years.
那20年了,
20 years.
你看见神使用保罗。
The Lord has used Paul.
保罗的一生, 属灵的一生, 大概是33年。
The spiritual life of Paul is roughly 33 years.
他可这33年可以分作三个阶段, 11年, 11年, 又11年。
We can divide them into three parts of his 11 years, 11 years, and then another 11 years.
他刚刚开始是在大马色的路上诞生了。
When he was born again, he was born again on the way to Damascus.
然后一直到寻道的时候, 你看保罗是个成熟的保罗。
When he was a martyr, he was a mature Paul.
但是等到大概他蒙恩得救二十年的时候,
And approximately after 20 years after he was saved,
我们可以说这是他一生, 最好的时候,
is the climax of his life.
可以说他的工作到了最高峰,
is the climax of his work.
他的执事也到了最高峰,
is also the climax of his ministry.
他的生命也到了最高峰,
is also the climax of his spiritual life.
所以最高峰的时候, 我们知道他的工作是在以弗所。
We know that at the climax of his life, his work is at Ephesus.
他在以弗所, 所有关乎神永远的, 所有关乎神的旨意, 他从来没有避讳一样不告诉当地的, 不告诉以弗所的圣徒。
He had never withheld any part of the eternal purpose of God from the brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
那不只是以弗所, 还有所有亚细亚的人都听见了主的道。
Not only the brothers and sisters in Ephesus, but also everyone in Asia Minor.
所以我们知道保罗的执事到了以弗所的时候, 可以说是完全丰收的时候。
We know that the ministry of Paul at Ephesus is the harvest time of his spiritual work.
所以在这个以前呢, 你几乎看见的只是保罗。
Prior to that, you only see Paul.
有的时候是巴拿巴。
Sometimes you see Barnabas.
有的时候希拉。
Sometimes you see Silas.
然后呢, 路加也加进来了。
And Luke also participate.
但是等到保罗后来从以弗所到了马其顿。
But when Paul left Ephesus to go to Macedonia,
那马其顿就是希腊半岛的北边。
Macedonia is the northern part of a Greek peninsula.
那是希腊帝国最早的摇篮。
It's the beginning or the birthplace of the Greek Empire.
那么然后呢他走遍了那一带地方就用许多的话劝勉门徒。
He went through that region and preached the word of God to the brothers and sisters there.
那么我们知道说那里已经有很多门徒了。
We know that there were a lot of disciples in that area.
教会已经被建立了。
The churches has been established.
然后他就到希腊。
Then he went to Greece.
那么在那里呢住了三个月。
And he lived there for 3 months.
那么他就想从那里坐船就回到叙利亚，就是回到安提阿去了。
And he was thinking of returning by boat to Antioch.
因为是安提阿教会打发他们出来的。
Because the church in Antioch sent them away.
所以回去要报告给安提阿的教会。
So they need to return to Antioch to report to them.
结果没有想到呢，犹太人设计要谋害他。
But it was they never expected the Jews plotted against them.
所以他本来可以在哥林多就坐船直接就到叙利亚去了。
Initially, he could have taken the boat from Corinth back to Antioch.
结果呢，他们又回头，又回到马其顿去，回到北边去。
But instead, they went back to Macedonia on the north.
然后我们就到了腓立比。
To Philippi.
过了腓立比呢，就坐船跨过爱琴海，就到了这个爱琴海的东岸，就是特洛亚的地方。
From Philippi, they take the boat across the Aegean Sea.
然后就沿着海岸一路南下。
And then from there they go southward.
那么一直到了他跨越过了以弗所到了米利都。
And they pass by Ephesus to Miletus.
然后呢他就把以弗所长老就请来了。
And they invited the elders from Ephesus to come over.
那保罗和他们说再见。
And Paul say farewell to them.
然后从那里他们就到了耶路撒冷去。
And from there, yeah.They went to Jerusalem.
先当然是回到安提阿，然后再到耶路撒冷去。
They went to Antioch first and then to Jerusalem.
那么对不起啊，我应该说是他们回去的时候是对，从那里后来他们就对不起，是直接到耶路撒冷去。
They went directly to Jerusalem. Sorry.
那然后呢，在耶路撒冷他就被捉拿了。
And at Jerusalem, he was arrested.
保罗就带了锁链。
He was put in chains.
那么就在这个整个过程里面
，throughout this whole trip，
那路加特别告诉我们说，同保罗一同往亚细亚去的有几个人。
Luke especially mentioned a few brothers and sisters who went with Paul to Asia Minor.
那这几个人就是保罗的同伴。
These are the co-companions of Paul.
那么这个同伴加起来一共是八位。
There were a total of 8 brothers that went with him.
所以我们回到二十章，你看看是哪八位。
So in chapter 20 of Acts, you see the 8 co-companions.
那么第四节说，同他到亚细亚去的有比利亚人。比罗斯的儿子索巴特。
So in verse 4 you see that Sopatia of Berea accompanied him to Asia.
那么很明显他在当初在比利亚时他结了一个果子。
So very obviously in Berea he bear fruit.
就是索巴特。
And this is Sopater.
他不止得救了，而且他一路陪伴着保罗。
Not only he was saved, he continued to be with Paul.
那么我们知道这个比利亚呢是在比利亚呢是在马其顿。
Berea is in Macedonia.
大家还记得吗？他刚刚保罗当初到腓立比传福音的时候
，When Paul first went to Philippi to preach the gospel，
那腓立比可以说是欧洲的第一站。
Philippi was the first city in Europe.
就是保罗当他把福音送到欧洲的时候，第一站是腓立比。
So when Paul spread the gospel into Europe, the first stop is in Philippi.
结果就结了第一个果子，就是 Lydia， 就是吕底亚。
So the first fruit at Philippi was Lydia.
然后呢，他就到了帖撒罗尼迦。
Then he went to Thessalonica.
后来又到了比利亚。
Then to Berea.
所以这里比利亚就这里的比利亚。
So it's the same Berea we mentioned here.
那么在比利亚以前，保罗不是到了帖撒罗尼迦吗？
Before Berea, he went to Thessalonica.
那帖撒罗尼迦呢，他又结了两个很显著的果子。
In Thessalonica, he bears two very obvious fruits.
一个是亚历达古，还有一个西贡都。
Aristarchus and Secundus.
那么等一等，你可以看见这个。虽然我们读保罗的故事，我们很容易忽略了这些人。
When we talk about the history of Paul, we often forget about these people.
但是我们所忽略的常常是圣灵所注意的。
But whoever we forget usually is the one that the Holy Spirit pay attention to.
一个人在暗中所做的，常常胜过他在明处所做。
The work that we do in the dark is more obvious than the work that we do in the open.
一个人虽然安静，很容易不容易引起公众的注意。
A person who is quiet seldom attracts attention from the public.
但是圣灵知道得很清楚。
But the Holy Spirit knows well.
所以保罗这里有一个果子，两个果子在帖撒罗尼迦，一个是亚历达古，还有个西贡度。
So at Thessalonica, Paul bore two fruits, Aristarchus and Secundus.
那他们不止得救了，而且就跟着保罗一路走，这次要一路要到耶路撒冷去。
Not only were they saved, they were also following Paul to Jerusalem as well.
或者我想我准确一点了，实在说这些人是往亚细亚去。
Well, to be more precise, they went to Asia.
那么到底他后来有没有到耶路撒冷呢？是另外一件事情。
But whether they also went to Jerusalem is something else.
但是无论如何，我们知道这一段路是很艰难的路。
Nevertheless, this portion of the trip is very difficult trip.
因为这一段道路，保罗知道说有苦难等着他。
Because during this trip, Paul knew that there's a tribulation waiting for him.
所以当他招那些长老们来，以弗所长老来，他非常的伤心和他们的话别。
So when Paul asked the elders in Ephesus to come to meet him, he was very sad because he was going to say farewell to them.
他知道很可能不再见他们的面。
He knew that it was possible that he will never meet them again.
所以这次保罗去耶路撒冷。
So this time when Paul going to Jerusalem,
就好像当初我们的主往耶路撒冷去一样。
It's very similar to when the Lord goes to Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们说，主往耶路撒冷，他面如坚石。
The Bible said the Lord went to Jerusalem with a steadfast face.
他对门徒们说，我们上耶路撒冷去。
So he told the disciples that let's go to Jerusalem.
但是你知道，不知道为什么，在门徒里面有一种的恐惧。
But surprisingly, there is some kind of fear among the disciples.
他们愿意往耶路撒冷去。
They wanted to go to Jerusalem.
他们觉得他们脚步永远赶不上他们的主。
They knew that they will never be able to follow the Lord closely.
所以我们的主永远走在前头。
So the Lord always walk in the front.
因为我们的主知道前面所摆的乃是一个十字架。
The Lord knew that there is a cross in front of him.
往耶路撒冷去就是往十字架道，往。所就告诉我们说，那个目标乃是十字架。
Going to Jerusalem means that we know the goal is going to the cross.
那保罗这次也这样，我们知道第三次环游步道以后，他要到耶路撒冷去，那么一路上都有声音说有苦难在等着他。
So during his third missionary trip, he knew that on his way to Jerusalem, there's a signs that told him that the tribulation is waiting for him.
那刚开始的时候，你看这些人都很勇敢。
So initially, these people are very brave.
那么他们不止得救了，而且跟保罗在一起。
Not only were they saved, they also follow Paul.
那我们不知道哪些人最后真的到耶路撒冷。
We don't know who actually went to Jerusalem.
因为他们往亚细亚去，一路上有的可能就留下来了。
So on the way to Asia, some of them stayed behind.
所以我们要知道到底有哪些人最后真的是到了耶路撒冷。
So we don't know who actually went to Jerusalem with him.
他不光到耶路撒冷，后来还有人一路上到了哪里？一路上最后陪着保罗到罗马去。
Not only did they follow Paul to Jerusalem, they actually followed Paul to Rome as well.
那我们唱诗祷告的时候，我们都愿意把我们一切都献给主。
When we sing, when we pray, we always say that we want to give everything to the Lord.
但是等一等，如果我们真的走主所喜悦的道路。
But let's wait a minute. If we really wanted to walk away, that was pleasing to the Lord.
你会发现这些人慢慢慢慢有的就退去了。
You'll see that some will stay behind and left behind.
那这些同伴都是保罗所结的果子。
These are all co-companions and they are fruits bore by Paul.
他们愿意服侍保罗。
They wanted to serve Paul.
他们愿意陪伴保罗。
They wanted to be accompanying Paul.
他们不计任何的得失，他们就是要和保罗 在一起。
And they will give up everything in order to be with Paul.
他们希望有份于保罗的苦难。
And they want to be a part of the suffering of Paul.
因为这条路不是简单的道路。
This path is not that simple.
你如果要分享保罗的荣耀，你一定要和他一同受苦的。
If you want to share his glory, you have to suffer with him.
当然，何等的尊荣，如果他们能做保罗的同伴。
So of course, it's glorious to be companions of Paul.
但这里告诉我们说，最后他们一路上往耶路撒冷、往亚细亚去，现在保罗最少有五八个同伴。
So on the way to Asia and Jerusalem, at least there were eight co-companions.
所以一开始呢，就提到比利亚和帖撒罗尼迦，那当然指着马其顿，在马其顿他所接的官。
So here it talks about the fruits he bore in Berea, Thessalonica, and Macedonia.
那么这个是保罗第二次环游布道的时候所结的果子。
These are the fruits that he bore on his second missionary trip.
或者我为着不清楚的弟兄姊妹，我再说明一下。
So let me repeat this one more time.
保罗他一共有33年。
And the spiritual life of Paul, there are 33 years.
从得救到寻道。
From his being born again to his being martyred.
第一个十一年是隐藏的十一年。
The first 11 years was hidden 11 years.
然后第二个十一年他就结果累累。
The second 11 years he bore a lot of fruits.
他要赢得全世界来归向基督。
He won the whole world to come to believe the Lord.
所以他就有了三次的环游布道。
So he has three missionary trips.
那第一次呢就大概三年。
The first trip took about 3 years.
第二次大概是四年。
The second trip took 4 years.
第三次呢，大概有14年。
The third trip another 4 years.
那么第一次的环游步道呢，他那个所去的地方大概就是今天的土耳其。
So the first trip involved the area of today's Turkey.
因为保罗是在大树长大的，出生的。
Because Paul was born in Tarsus.
所以他所走的那个地方。大概是离开他家乡不是很远的地方。
So in the first trip, he didn't go too far away from his homeland.
那么那一块地方刚好是东方跟西方交汇的地方。
And this is the area where the Eastern culture and the Western culture met.
这个西方文化，普通我们所讲是希腊跟罗马的文化。
So the Western culture, we refer to the Greek culture and the Roman culture.
那你到了爱琴海，你才真的到了希腊文化的心脏地带。
Only when you arrive at Adrian Sea area, you reach the climax of the Greek culture.
第一次环游步道呢，保罗所在的地方刚好就是在交汇，就是从东方到西方那个桥梁过渡的地方。
So the first trip involved the area of where the Western culture met the Eastern culture.
然后第二次环游步道，保罗就到了希腊的世界。
In the second trip, he went to the world of the Greek Empire.
所以我们知道说他就到了，福音就送到了腓立比，然后帖撒罗尼迦还有比利亚。
So the gospel reached Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea.
那最后他把他主要的时间放在哥林多，大概有一年半之久。
So he spent most of his time in Corinth.
所以我们刚才所说的这个亚历达古也好，或者是索巴特也好，那这些果子呢是第二次环游布道时所结的。
So when we talk about Sparta, Aristarchus, Secundus, they were first born in the second trip.
然后接下来呢是特比人该犹和提摩太。
Then we have Gaius of Derbe and Timothy.
那这些人都是加拉太人。
These are Galatians.
我们说过加拉太呢，就是他第一次环游布道所经过那些地方。
So Galatia is the area that he went to in the first trip.
这个特比呢，可以说是一个很乡下的地方。
Derbe is a village.
但在那个附近呢，保罗结了两个果子。
So there he bought at least two fruits.
一个是该犹，还有一个很有名的提摩太。
Gaius and the famous Timothy.
那么这个可以，这个呢是大概他。第一次环游布道所结的果子。
So these two are the first fruit, are the fruits of the first trip.
然后呢，来到了亚细亚人推基古还有特洛菲摩。
Now we come to Tarchaeus and Trophimus of Asia.
那么亚细亚人呢？我们知道亚细亚是那个时候罗马的一个省。
So Asia is a province in the Roman Empire at the time.
那以弗所呢是亚细亚的省会。
Ephesus is the capital of the Asia province.
那这里有两个果子，一个是推基古，还有一个是特洛菲摩。
There are two fruits here, Tarchaeus and Trophimus.
然后呢，还有一个这里面没有写。
There's one that wasn't mentioned here.
但是因为保罗说我们等候我们。
So when Paul said we wait.
那说到我们，当然包括路加了。
So when we say we, it will include Luke as well.
所以我们说一行的人，这里有八个人。
So there are eight people.
前面讲的七个，再加上路加，一共是八个。
So seven names mentioned here plus Luke, so a total of eight.
那么然后呢？你看他们就一路上就跟着保罗走了。
So they follow Paul all this way.
但是不是说他们一直走到底的
？But it doesn't mean that they went to the very end.
那条路不容易的。
Because this way is not easy.
耶路撒冷对保罗来讲是受苦的地方。
Jerusalem is a place to suffer.
从那里以后他就失去自由了。
And from there on, he lost his freedom.
但是你要做保罗的崇拜。
But if you want to be companions of Paul,
你可以服侍他，你也可以扶持他，都可以。
You can serve him and support him.
但那条路并不容易的路。
But the way is not easy.
我们还记得吗？保罗当他第一次环游不道的时候。
When he was on his first trip.
他们也保罗也是有同伴的
Paul has companions
而且保罗带了个少年的同伴
He brought with him a young fellow
那个同伴名字叫了马可
His name is Mark
马可非常的兴奋能跟着保罗能到加巴拿巴能出去传福音
Mark was very excited to be able to go with Paul and Barnabas
但是马可是大户人家长大根本是养尊处优惯了的
But Mark is a wealthy kid
所以他受不了苦的
He couldn't suffer.
刚开始的时候非常的热心非常的兴奋
Initially he was very excited and wanted to go along.
但等着真的在土耳其登陆的时候
But when they arrived in Turkey,
他看到周围都是瘴气都是疟疾都是那样很肮脏的环境
When he found out that the place was so dirty and unbearable,
然后再打听保罗他们所要去的地方是很偏远的地方
And then he knew that whatthe place that where Paul wanted to go to is very far away.
有江河的危险，有盗贼的危险。
There are dangers of rivers, dangers of robbers.
结果我们知道说马可就这个中途呢就退却了。
So Mark decided to retreat.
所以他们就这马可就舍下了比他大很多的保罗跟巴拿巴，他一个人就回到耶路撒冷去。
So Mark left.Elderly Paul and Barnabas, and he returned to Jerusalem.
所以保罗有同伴。
So Paul has companions.
但是我们要问，这些同伴能有多久？
We ask, how long can they be his co-companions?
今天我们一同走路，你看见很多人一同走。
Today we all walk closely together.
但是我们要问，这条路能在一起走多久？
But we ask this question, how long can we be walking together?
你看见了主的道路。
You have seen the way of the Lord.
你也明白了主的心意。
You understand the will of the Lord.
你起来走路了。
Let's all walk together.
起初你以为你很孤单的。
Initially you thought you were lonely.
结果没有想到有些的同伴。
But you never expected that there were companions with you.
那么现在保罗经过了三次环游的步道。
Now Paul has went over three trips.
经过了十一年的劳苦。
After 11 years of toil and suffering.
那最后呢，你看这里有八个很显著的果子。
So at the end there were eight fruits very obvious.
这个八个果显著的果子应该是保罗的荣耀和他的冠冕。
So these eight fruits should be his glory and his crown.
所以保罗做工做了十一年，他不是空手的，不是交白卷的，没有。
So after 11 years of work, it's not empty-handed.
你看见这里有八位的同工和他一同走道路。
You can see eight companions walking with him.
那尤其在路上，他一路上感觉到前面有苦难等着他。
Especially when he realized that there are danger in front of him.
只要和这些同工在一起祷告。
When he can pray with these co-workers.
只要这些同伴和他站在一起。
When these co-companions were standing with him.
保罗到底是人。
Paul is human.
所以保罗到底能够得着安慰，能够得着鼓舞。
So Paul can be comforted and be strengthened.
所以这是使徒行传二十章。
So this is chapter 20 of Acts.
然后呢，你慢慢就读到二十一章，保罗呢就到了耶路撒冷。
So in chapter 21, Paul arrived in Jerusalem.
那保罗到了耶路撒冷。
When Paul arrived in Jerusalem,
结果呢，我们知道，这个他就见到了雅各。
He met James.
雅各就是主耶稣的兄弟。
James was a brother of Jesus.
但那个时候大家都知道保罗来了。
They knew Paul is coming.
但是在耶路撒冷他们有很多的传说。
There were a lot of rumors about Paul.
他们觉得保罗是践踏摩西律法的。
They thought that Paul steps on the law of Moses.
所以雅各就劝他，你为着避免误会，那么好了，这里有几个人，他们是拿细人，他们要去有怨在身。
So James said to Paul, look, prove the rumors are false, now we have a few Nazarites here willing to make a vow.
那么你就和他们一同去行接近的礼好了。
So let's let them go with you to complete this ceremony.
那么然后就然后呢这样的话别人就不会误会了。
And if you do that, other people will not misunderstood you.
结果我们知道他还没有等到祭司来。
So we know that before the priest can come,
结果神就把他的一双手就把他监禁起来了。
The Lord put chains on his two hands.
转眼期间保罗就失去了自由。
So in a split second, he lost his freedom.
那么讲到他失去自由的时候，圣经呢特别有一段的记载。
When he lost his freedom, the Bible has some description here.
那这里告诉我们说，这个从亚细亚来的犹太人呢，看见保罗在殿里，就耸动了对不起，就是21章，那么就耸动了众人，下手拿他。
Now it came to pass that 第几节？
第27节。
Verse 27. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia seeing him in the temple, stir up the whole crowd and lay hands on him.
喊叫说以色列来帮助，这就是在各处教训众人，糟蹋我们百姓和律法，并这地方的，他又带着希尼人进殿，污秽了这圣地。
Crying out, men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law and this place. And furthermore, he also brought Greeks into the temple and has defiledThis holy place.
这话是因他们曾看见以弗所人特洛菲摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿。
For they have previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple.
合成都震动，百姓一起跑来，拿住保罗，拉住他，殿门立刻就关了。
And all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, seized Paul, and dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut.
那从现在开始，保罗就失去自由。
And from here on, Paul lost his freedom.
他在书信里面一直提到他的锁链。
In the epistle, he often mentioned his chains.
那个锁链就在这个时候戴上。
And that chain were put on him at this time.
那么大家都知道，他在希腊的时候，本来就想从那里坐船到叙利亚。
When he was in Greece, he was thinking of taking a boat to Syria.
犹太人设计好了要暗杀他。
But the Jews plotted against him.
所以保罗实在是他们的眼中钉。
So Paul was really a target of their rage.
我们知道说保罗的工作实在太有果效。
But we understand that Paul's work really bear a lot of fruits.
他的确影响太大。
His influence was really great.
如果没有影响，没有人会想到要暗杀他的。
If it's not effective, then people would not want to plot against him.
结果你想到后来他们就往北走。
So as a result, they went north.
然后呢，消息很快就传到亚细亚。
So the news spread to Asia.
那么等到他们一路上要往耶路撒冷去，没有想到亚细亚的人就跟着来了，那些犹太人就跟着来了。
So when they were on the way to Jerusalem, they never expected the Jews also followed him.
那么他们知道保罗在圣殿里。
They knew that Paul was in the temple.
他们找机会要下手拿他。
So they wanted to find a reason to capture him.
结果呢，他们的确看见一个人叫做特洛菲摩，以弗所的特洛菲摩。
So they actually saw Trophimus of Ephesus.
同保罗在哪里呢？在城里面。
Trophimus was with Paul in the city.
那这些人从亚细亚就是从以弗所来的嘛。
So these people came from Ephesus.
所以很可能他们认得特洛菲摩。
So they recognize Trophimus.
那么他们知道在耶路撒冷哦，这个特洛菲摩在那，特洛菲摩在那里。
So they know that Trophimus was in Jerusalem.
那么也很可能啊。
It's possible.
他到了圣殿的广场。
He could have been in the yard, in the courtyard of the temple.
但是我们叫圣殿的广场啊，乃最外面的叫做外邦人的院。
So the outward outside court was the court of the Gentiles.
那么这外邦人可以去祷告的。
Gentile can pray there.
所以特勒菲摩当然是外邦人呢。
Trophimus is a Gentile.
那么很可能呢，他不光在城里，当然也很可能可以到外邦的院。
Trophimus could have been in the city and also could have been in the court of Gentiles.
假定说这个是圣殿广场。
Supposing that is the courtyard of the temple.
那么你从圣殿，你从南边上去了。
So from the south, you enter the temple.
那这个院是外邦的院。
On the outside is the court of Gentiles.
但是呢，中间有一块才是圣殿的本部。
In the middle is the center part is the temple itself.
如果这是南边上来的话。
If you come from the south,
你看见这里有一个建筑，它是朝东的。
You see a building facing east.
那么这个就应该就是圣殿，这就是圣殿。
That's the temple.
那么外邦人可以到外邦的院去祷告。
Gentiles can be in the court of Gentiles.
但是呢，有一个很矮的墙。
But there is a very short wall.
所有的外邦人到那里就要止步，不能再往前走。
And Gentile has to stop at that wall.
那么只有以色列人就可以越过那个墙，就进到里面去。
Only the Jews can go past that wall.
那么这个墙呢，我们读一下，就是以弗所书这里所说，第二章所说。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
And has broken down the middle wall of division between us.
那这里特别讲到中间隔断的墙。
Here it talks about a middle wall of division.
这个墙呢是把外邦人跟以色列人分开的。
So this middle wall divided the Gentiles from the Jews.
所以保罗这里所说的就是那个时候圣殿广场里面有的情形。
So what Paul is describing is the situation in the temple courtyard.
所以那个误会呢，很可能就是特洛菲摩呢，他到了城里，所以那些人都认得他。
So this misunderstanding was probably because Trophimus was in Jerusalem.
因为他们一路上盯着他们。
Because they were watching them.
那么然后呢，也很可能特洛菲摩到了耶路撒冷，那么。他要当然一个外邦人，他从来没有到过圣殿。
As a Gentile, he had never been to the temple.
他已经蒙恩得救了。
Now he is safe.
那他知道说，旧约圣经乃是神的话。
The Old Testament is the word of God.
那么，那的确是神的启示。
It is a revelation of God.
那当然，再加上四福音，再加上保罗给他们的教训。
Also the Old Testament plus the four gospel and also the teachings of Paul.
所以特勒菲摩当然就更明白神的旨意了。
Trophimus will understand the will of God.
但是因为你读圣经，读旧约的圣经。
But when you read the Old Testament.
那当然提到圣殿这些地方，提到这些。
It mentioned about the temple.
所以他当然知道圣殿的种种。
So he understands a lot of things about the temple.
对于一个外邦人来说。
To a Gentile,
如果他一生有机会能够靠近圣殿
if he can be close to the temple,
现在终于来了耶路撒冷
now that he is actually in Jerusalem,
对于特洛菲摩来讲，耶路撒冷只在旧约圣经里面
so to Trophimus, Jerusalem is in the Old Testament,
现在看见了
now he see it,
弟兄姊妹，你能想象得到他心中喜悦或者心中兴奋的情形
so you can imagine the excitement in his heart,
那么而且呢眼前就是圣殿。
So, right in front of his eyes is a temple.
当然，外邦人和神的约是没有关系的。
So, Gentile has nothing to do with the covenant of God. 以色列
人能够来到圣殿。
The Jews can come to the temple.
那外邦人呢？
What about Gentiles?
那么根据旧约圣经，外邦人圣殿呢乃是万国祷告的殿。
According to the Old Testament, the temple is the place where the whole world prays.
所以那里有一个 Gentile court, 跟那里有一个外邦的院，是所有的外邦人他们都可以去的。
So around the temple is the Gentile court, and Gentiles can go there.
所以特勒菲摩，当然你如果我是特勒菲摩，你就知道他心中一定有一种的震撼，我现在终于来到了圣殿。
Can you imagine the excitement inside of Trophimus?
所以我相信说, 提洛菲摩, 很可能也到了圣殿的广场, 到了外邦的院。
So it's very possible that Trophimus arrived into the Gentile court.
但是当然, 特洛菲摩他不能越过那个墙。
So Trophimus cannot cross over that wall.
所以你把这些通通加在一起。
So if you put this all together,
那些亚西亚来的, 就是从以弗所来, 那些犹太人, 他的目的就是要抓住机会, 能够捉拿保罗。
Those Jews that come from Ephesus and Asia, they always want to find an opportunity to capture Paul.
结果因为他们脑子里面有特洛菲摩的影子。
So in their mind, they have the shadow of Trophimus.
他们就说,以色列你赶快来啊, 他说这个人践踏我们的百姓和律法, 还有这个地方。
So this people cry out, men of Israel, come and help, and these people defile this place and the law of Moses. Furthermore, he also brought Greek into the temple and has defiled this holy place.
当然这是误会,
of course, this is a misunderstanding.
其实圣经明明告诉我们, 特洛菲摩是和同保罗在城里, 当然这个城里可以包括外邦人的院。
The Bible clearly tells us that Trophimus was with Paul in Jerusalem. It includes the city as well as the Gentile court.
在外邦人的院或者在耶路撒冷城, 并不表示他进到殿里面去。
When he was in the Gentile court or in Jerusalem, doesn't mean he entered the temple.
但是不管怎么样, 这是他们的机会, 终于逮到了保罗。
But nevertheless, they found this as an opportunity to capture Paul.
这是不得了的一件事。
This is an unusual circumstance.
他们就是等这个时候。
They are waiting for this opportunity.
所以全耶路撒冷都震动, 把这些一起就跑来。
The whole city was in an uproar. The whole, everyone come over.
拿住保罗的。
They captured Paul.
弟兄姊妹请记得, 最后保罗被捉拿, 根据这段圣经,几乎可以说全城的人来捉拿他。
According to this verse, the whole city came to seize Paul.
拉他出殿, 然后殿门立刻就关。
And dragged him out of the temple, and the immediate doors were shut.
保罗到了帖撒罗尼迦。
When Paul arrived in Thessalonica,
三个礼拜之久, 整个城就翻转过来。
In 3 weeks, the whole city was turned upside down.
保罗到了耶路撒冷, 整个城都震动起来。
When Paul arrived in Jerusalem, the whole city was disturbed.
结果特洛菲摩就失去了自由。Paul
lost his freedom.
那么这个是保罗失去自由的故事。So
this is the story of how Paul lost his freedom.
那特洛菲摩是谁呢?
Who is Trophimus?
我们再回头来看20章。Let's
go back to chapter 20.
20章。
Chapter 20.
使徒行传20章。 然后你看那七个同伴里面，你看到后面说，又有亚细亚人推基古和特洛菲摩。In
verse 4 at the end it says, Tychicus and Trophimus of Asia.
保罗同伴一共是八位。So
there were 8 co-companions of Paul.
你看见和保罗同寝也同住也同行。And
they were with Paul, they eat together with Paul and walked with Paul.
当保罗最艰难的时候, 你看他们与保罗站在一起。
When this is the most difficult time of Paul, they stood with him.
那圣经只说, 同他到亚西亚去。
And here it only says, those people who go to Asia with him.
路加没有说, 同他们, 同他到耶路撒冷去的没有。
Luke never said that they went with him to Jerusalem.
所以这句话就告诉我们说, 有的人最后到了耶路撒冷, 有的人没有到耶路撒冷。So
in other words, some of them follow him to Jerusalem, others did not.
有的人可能害怕了这条路, 他们临阵退却了。So
some were afraid, and therefore they retreated.
所以现在我们要有几个人最后终于跟着保罗到耶路撒冷。
So let us ask, how many actually went with Paul to Jerusalem?
那很明显的, 这里的最后一个名字, 特洛菲摩。
So very obviously, the last name here, Trophimus,
是到了耶路撒冷。
He arrived in Jerusalem.
实在说来, 就是特洛菲摩给保罗闯了祸的。
So it was Trophimus that caused all this trouble for Paul.
如果他没有忠心到底的话,
So if he did not be, he wasn't faithful to the very end,
犹太人没有借口的,
the Jews will not have an excuse.
就是因为特洛菲摩太忠心了。
But because Trophimus was so faithful,
保罗在哪里, 他也在哪里。
Wherever Paul went, he also went with Paul.
他一路上是忠心到底保罗的同伴。
He was the most faithful to the end with Paul.
结果我们知道说，一点都没有错。 特洛菲摩最后是到了耶路撒冷。
So now we realize that Trophimus actually arrived in Jerusalem with Paul.
那我们记住这些名字。
Let us remember those names.
然后你就晓得哪些人最后是到了耶路撒冷的。
So now you realize who went to Jerusalem with Paul.
那到耶路撒冷还不稀奇。
So it's not surprising to arrive in Jerusalem.
因为最后呢，我们知道说保罗。 是从耶路撒冷就被解往该撒利亚，最后呢被解到罗马去。
So, Paul was arrested in Jerusalem, was sent to Syria and then to Rome.
那现在我们要问，
Let us ask ourselves.
最少我们知道特洛菲摩是到了耶路撒冷。
At least Trophimus arrived in Jerusalem.
但这条路没有完的。
But this is not the end of the way.
保罗所知道的苦难。
The suffering that Paul knew,
最后让他带着锁链，然后一路坐船带到罗马。
So he was put in chains all the way to Rome.
那现在保罗是犯人了。
Now Paul was a prisoner.
他说我要上告于凯撒。
I appeal to Caesar.
结果他是一个犯人，是个囚犯。He's
a prisoner.
然后坐船一路上。 就到了罗，就要往罗马去。
He was sent as a prisoner to Rome.
我们知道在那一带，在保罗走过那一带，风多半都是吹西风的。
This area, the wind is always the always westerly.
所以保罗平常旅行的时候。 如果他从东往西走的话，他多半走陆路，不走水路。
So when he traveled from the east to the west, he usually go on land.
但是他回程的时候，从西往东回叙利亚的时候
，In the return trip from the west back to the east，
你看，有的时候他就坐船了。
Quite often he take the boat.
尤其是第三次环游步道，一路顺风回来的。Especially
at the end of his third trip, it was very smooth sailing.
所以保罗如果有拣选的话，他一定是拣选顺风，他不会拣选逆风。So
if he has a choice, he always wanted to go with the direction of the wind.
但是等到他上了锁链以后。
But when he was put in chains,
这条路不是他拣选的。This
is not the way that he chose.
他巴不得能欢欢喜喜到罗马去。He
wished he can go to Rome with joy.
神答应了他祷告，果然最后到了罗马。God
answered his prayer. He actually arrived in Rome.
但是他怎么欢喜起来？身上带着锁链。How
can he be joyful when he has chains on him?
这次他没有拣选了。This
is not something he chose.
一路上都是逆着风的。
So it was always against the wind.
到了格里底的时候，又来了一阵的台风。
When he arrived at Galatius, there was a typhoon.
你看见保罗的船就遇到困，遇到船难了。
So the boat was actually wrecked.
在马耳他那里，这个船就破损了。
Under Maritas, the boat actually crashed.
但是神保存了保罗和他的同人。
But the Lord has protected Paul and all the people on that boat.
那么弟兄姊妹，一个犯人要从该撒利亚被解到罗马。
So when a prisoner was sent from Caesarea to Rome,
那么这个一路上保罗需要照顾的。
Paul need to care for them.
保罗是个囚犯，不错。
Paul was in fact a prisoner.
但他不是个健康的囚犯。
He wasn't a healthy prisoner.
他需要有人一路来照顾他。
Oh, he needed people to take care of him.
那么根据罗马的规矩，
According to the Roman law,
保罗可以有两个人陪伴他。
Paul can take two persons with him.
不过这两个人呢，必须失去自由才可以。
These two persons also lost their freedom.
愿意和他一同站在囚犯的地位上。
They need to be take the position of prisoner.
是可以两个人。
Two persons at most.
但这个两个人就像保罗一样，也是囚犯。
So this person has to be like prisoners, like Paul.
所以现在我们看，在这个八个人里面。
So among these eight people,
有没有人一直跟着保罗到罗马去的？
Are there any people who actually went to Rome with him?
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's read Acts
27章。
Chapter 27。
第一节。
Verse 1。
菲斯都既然定规了，叫我们坐船往意大利去，便将保罗和别的囚犯交给狱营里的一个百夫长，名叫尤流。
And when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to one named Julius, the centurion of the Augustan regiment.
有一只亚大弥田的船要沿着亚细亚一带的地方海边走，我们就上了那船开行，有马其顿的帖撒罗尼迦人亚历达古和我们同去。
So entering a ship of Adramitian, we put to sea, meaning to sail along the coast of Asia. Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us.
好，你根据这段圣经很清楚的。
Now you can read clearly in this verse.
这里说，当保罗上船，然后被接往罗马的时候，有两个人与他同行。
There were two people actually went with Paul on this boat to Rome.
一个呢是亚历达古。
One is Aristarchus.
这里说帖撒罗尼迦人亚历达古。
It says Aristarchus of Thessalonica
和我们同去
was with us.
那当路加说我们，当然指着他自己，是其。
When he said us, that means Paul and Luke himself.
我们不是讲过了吗？罗马的规矩是只可以带两个人。
We have mentioned that Roman practice is Paul can bring two persons with him.
那现在很明显的，谁来填满这两个缺呢？一个是亚历达古，还有一个就是路加。
So very clearly, Aristarchus and Luke fill these two places.
这两个人都是自由人啊。
These are two free men.
尤其路加是医生。
Especially Luke is a doctor.
但他们为着爱保罗的缘故。
But because they love Paul.
他们不忍心保罗一个人走那么远的路。
So they were not willing to have Paul go there by himself.
他们愿意舍去他们的自己。
They gave up their freedom.
他们愿意陪伴保罗一路上陪着他到罗马去。
And they wanted to be with Paul all the way to Rome.
所以是哪两个人呢？
So who are they?
亚历达古、
Aristarchus and Luke.
谁是忠心到底的呢？
Who is faithful to the very end?
你来看，我们再回到路使徒行传二十章。
Now let's go back to chapter 20 of Acts.
那我们从第四节刚才已经读过了。
From verse 4, we have just read.
保罗崇拜一共有七个人。
There were seven companions.
那么你注意到，帖撒罗尼迦人亚历达古是其中的一个。
Aristarchus of Thessalonians is one of them.
那就是那个亚历达古最后陪着保罗一路上到哪里去呢？一路上到罗马去。
So it was Aristarchus who went with Paul all the way to Rome.
那请我们记得一件事。
Let's remember one thing.
还有一个人是谁呢？
Who is the other person?
就是路加。
His Luke.
因为这里讲到我们，所以这七个人再加上路加，一共是八个人。
So seven names mentioned here plus Luke, so eight altogether.
所以如果最后要陪着保罗到罗马去，他一定是先到耶路撒冷的。
So if they follow Paul to Rome, then they would have follow Paul to Jerusalem as well.
所以现在呢，我们可以下个断案，这里八个里面最少有三个一路上是陪着保罗到了耶路撒冷。
So we can make a conclusion that among the eight, at least three of them went to Jerusalem with him.
一个是亚历达古
，Aristarchus，
一个是特洛菲摩
，Trophimus，
还有一个就是路加
，Luke。
感谢主
，We praise the Lord。
他们明明知道这条路艰难
，They knew very well that this way is difficult。
他们果真是保罗最好的同伴
，They were the best co-companions of Paul。
那现在我们一路看到底主是怎么恩待他们。
Let us see how the Lord give them grace.
我们看谁是最后真的一路上忠心到底的。
And let's see who is the most faithful to the very end.
今天我们与主一同唱诗是容易的。
Today it's easy for us to sing him for the Lord.
等到我们的主要钉十字架的时候，你看见门徒们通通逃散。
But when the Lord was crucified, all the disciples fled away.
我们唱诗祷告的时候，愿意说我们把一切都献给主。
When we sing, when we pray, it's easy for us to say we'll give everything for the Lord.
但是你看看有前面有更艰难的道路。
But when there is difficulty lying ahead,
时候到的时候
When the time comes,
就会显明谁是向主忠心的。
It will be revealed who is the most faithful.
谁是忠心到底。
And who is faithful to the very end.
好，我想我们没有讲完。
We haven't finished yet.
我们要把话留到下一堂，就多饼以后。
We have to leave the rest to the second message.
我们可以从保罗的同伴可以学习非常美好的功课。
We can learn very good lessons from the co-companions of Paul.
简单的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we thank you and we put these words into your hands.
我们谢谢你这几天，你用你自己的话来激励我们。
Lord, we thank you using these few days and your words to encourage us.
我们求你不放过我们。
Lord, do not let us go.
但愿在这个周末，你用你的话不只安慰我们，也建立我们。
We pray that through this weekend, not only that you use words to comfort us, also to build us.
今天是你的日子。
Today is your day.
我们要在其中欢喜快乐。
We will be joyful before you.
当我们在你的桌子跟前的时候。
When we sit before your table.
但愿你再次用你的爱来感动我们。
May you use your love to touch us.
因为你的爱是到底的爱。
Your love is the love to the very end.
你的爱从来没有中途退缩。
Your love never ceases.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们一路上爱到十字架。
Lord, you love us to the cross.
你中途没有退缩。
And you never retreated.
因着你向着主的忠，父神的忠心。
Because your faithfulness to the Father.
我们这些人就有救了。
Today we can be saved.
我们这些人就蒙恩了。
And we receive your grace.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
但愿靠着你的恩典。
Through your grace.
无论如何的艰难。
No matter how difficult.
叫我们不只做一个今天忠心的人。
Not only that we are faithful today.
也叫我们能够真实一路能够忠心到底。
That we will be faithful all the way to the end.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.